Welcome to Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. I'm Sarah Garwood. In this series, we reflect on the quiet, meaningful experiences that bring richness and calm to our daily lives. Today, we're turning inward to the practice of journaling, and how writing down your thoughts is one of the most powerful ways to truly listen to yourself. In a world full of noise, notifications, conversations, to-do lists, our own inner voice can easily get drowned out. Journaling creates a space where that voice can speak freely, honestly, and without judgment. With just a pen and paper, or even a keyboard and blank screen, we are invited to pause and turn inward. To make room for clarity. To catch thoughts before they drift away. To give weight to what we feel. Journaling isn't about being a great writer or producing something others will read. It's about being present with your own mind. Some people write pages of stream of consciousness. Others make lists, sketches, or simple reflections. There's no right or wrong way to journal, only your way. There's something grounding about the physical act of writing. Watching the ink flow across the page. Feeling your thoughts take form. It slows you down. In that slowness, you begin to notice things, patterns in your thinking, feelings you've been ignoring, small moments of joy or sorrow that might have gone unspoken. Writing gives them a place to live. Journaling is also a form of release. It can carry your worries so they don't have to sit on your shoulders all day. It can hold your dreams so they don't get lost in the chaos of daily life. It's a quiet conversation between who you are now and who you are becoming. Writing can be the thread that connects your past self to your present and future. It allows you to chart your emotional landscape and witness your own growth. Sometimes, a journal becomes a kind of time capsule. When you look back months or years later, you'll see how much has changed, how much you've grown. You might read something you wrote during a difficult time and realize you made it through. Or see a joy you had forgotten, now brought back to life with just a few sentences. It becomes a reminder that your story is always unfolding. Journaling can also help you recognize the beauty of your everyday life. The smell of your morning coffee. A conversation that made you laugh. The feeling of sunlight through the window. When you write these things down, they become part of your record. They don't slip away. Over time, you'll begin to see how many small, beautiful things make up your days. Even just a few minutes of journaling each day can make a difference. It can help with stress, sharpen your focus, and deepen your self-awareness. But perhaps most importantly, it teaches you to listen. To truly hear what's going on beneath the surface. To meet yourself with gentleness and honesty. There are also moments when journaling becomes a tool for problem solving. Writing out your worries can help untangle them. Seeing them on the page often makes them less intimidating. It allows you to sort through emotions and clarify what really matters. You may not find all the answers, but you might discover better questions. You don't need a fancy notebook or a perfect routine. You just need the willingness to be curious about your own inner world. To show up for yourself in a quiet, consistent way. That simple act can be a profound form of self-care. So today, maybe take a few minutes. Find a quiet corner. Open a notebook. Let the words flow, messy, honest, whatever comes. Let it be a space that belongs only to you. Return to it when you feel lost, when you feel joyful, or when you simply need to hear yourself more clearly. Thank you for joining me in Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. In our next episode, we'll explore the power of physical connection through the warmth of a hug. Until then, be kind to yourself, and don't forget to pause and listen. You might be surprised by what your heart wants to say.